Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The death of Yahya Sinwar, leader of U.S.-designated terror group Hamas, after what appears to be a chance encounter and firefight with Israeli forces could put the conflict that has ravaged Gaza on a new path. VOA's Jeff Selden has reaction.
In Washington,
this is clearly a significant development and a major counterterrorism achievement.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder saying an end to fighting must now be in sight.
It does present an opportunity here for a ceasefire. It presents an opportunity for the release of all the remaining hostages.
And there are hopes that the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, the architect of the October 7th terror attack that killed some 1,200 Israelis and saw hundreds more taken hostage, will give Israel's government the leeway to make a deal. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
An AP correspondent, Joe Fetterman, further describes Sinwar's death as a major blow to Hamas.
Sinwar was a strong leader, and most of the group's leadership has been wiped out during the war, as well as many, if not most, of its fighting forces. Israeli leaders say that now is the time for Hamas to surrender and to release the remaining hostages it is still holding.
The UN human rights chief is warning that the world is at an especially dangerous moment in history as disregard and disrespect for international law is reaching a deafening crescendo. Volker Türk said this week, and that conflicts are spreading and intensifying, and humanitarian and human rights laws are being trampled amid broad impunity. He was sharply critical of Israeli authorities for allowing Palestinians in Gaza to reach what he called catastrophic levels of hunger, but he also cited human rights violations in Ukraine, Sudan, Haiti, and Myanmar. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pitched his victory plan to the European Union and NATO in Brussels Thursday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
If our partners will not lose their unity, we will not lose.
He got a pledge of continued support from NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte during a joint press conference, but no endorsement from key allies of his call for an immediate NATO membership invitation.
I look forward to the day that Ukraine is here as a member of this alliance. And until then, we will continue to do all that we can to assure Ukraine prevails.
But NATO has said Ukraine cannot join while at war. Putin has cited Ukraine's potential NATO membership as a reason for the invasion.
Nigeria's president announced plans Thursday to review safety protocols for the transportation of gasoline after a deadly tanker accident and explosion that killed more than 140 people. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
President Bola Tinubu's announcement comes in the wake of the petrol tanker blast Wednesday in Nigeria's Jigawa state. A tanker crashed in the village of Majia and a short time later burst into flames, killing and injuring many who had gathered around the wreckage to scoop up spilled fuel. Tinubu said a review of transport protocols for gasoline will be carried out in partnership with various state authorities and that offenders of the new regulations will be punished. Energy expert Chukwudi Victor Odermi says the new measures are welcome but is skeptical about compliance.
It has to do with enforcement, and it's not actually about the laws, because load limits have always been there, but it has never been enforced. So they have to do a lot of enforcement. I don't think it's in creating new policies.
Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A new report says more than 1 billion people in the world live in acute poverty. Over half are children, and nearly 40% live in conflict-torn and fragile countries. The report released Thursday by the UN Development Program and the Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative says more than 83% of poor people live in rural areas, and the same percentage live in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. Their index measuring acute poverty included data from 112 countries with a combined population of 6.3 billion people. As the U.S. presidential race moves into its final weeks, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump have embarked on an interview blitz that has offered new details about their policy priorities and their political strategies. Harris has done interviews, including with radio host Charlamagne Tha God, and Trump has sat for a contentious interview with the editor of Bloomberg News, to name a few. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.